Voters in New York will head to the polls on Tuesday for congressional primaries. One of the closely watched races is in our region in the 19th District, which includes 11 counties. Now we bring you the second interview in our four-part series on the candidates. The competitive seat is open as Republican Chris Gibson is not seeking re-election. In the Democratic primary, Zephyr Teachout faces Will Yandick. And here's a discussion with Teachout, a Fordham law professor who now lives in Dover Plains in Dutchess County. Zephyr Teachout, who challenged New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in the 2014 Democratic primary, weighs in on the importance of political versus other kinds of experience for elected office.
What I hear from a lot of voters is, and my supporters, is that they're really excited about the fact that I have been organizing my whole life and working as a grassroots person my whole life, whether it was in taking on big banks or fracking or Common Core. It's always been ground up. It hasn't been elected office, but that I do think there's a real value in the on-the-ground work, really listening to people, really coming together to find consensus. And so I don't think there's a particular path of experience that matters, but what matters is that there's some history of doing really hard work, because we're in a historic moment this year. I mean, that's what I feel, and I'm sure you hear, and I hear from people all the time, is that we have a real democratic crisis, and we're up against some really, really well-funded super PACs and big companies that have incredible lobbying power, and people are looking for candidates who are fearless and do have some experience on the ground fighting tough fights and winning those fights.
As for what effect Senator Bernie Sanders has had on her campaign, Teachout, a Sanders supporter, says it has shined a light on at least two issues important to her.
One of the many things that Bernie Sanders has brought to the fore is money in politics. He's talking about money in politics all the time, and that this is real. This is having a real impact on policy. I think people are pretty smart. They feel that. We certainly saw that in my 2014 race, that people wanted to talk about the way in which big money was influencing actual on-the-ground policies, because they could feel that something wasn't working, that representative government wasn't totally working. And I think what's really exciting is he's put money in politics at the center. And if you talk to pundits 5 years ago or 10 years ago, they'd say you can't campaign on corruption. That's like a 20th tier issue. But I think it's not for voters. And again, we saw that in the 2014 race. I certainly see that in my race. And I hear that from independents and Republicans and Democrats alike. Is this sense that they're shut out? They don't have a voice. And the reason they don't have a voice is lobbyists and big donors and a handful of big companies. So I think that's been really important. The other thing that is really exciting to me is that we're at a moment where we can really talk openly about renegotiating NAFTA. And that's another thing that Sanders and others have been talking about. And I think it's about time we rethink our trade policy, because we've seen the effect of NAFTA on our communities, on manufacturing, farming, just good middle-class jobs.
The race between Teachout and her primary opponent, Will Yandick, has been congenial, unlike the contest between Republicans John Faso and Andrew Heaney.
It's really important to me that we have had a really open, vibrant process, and also a really polite one. I'm really proud of that. I think we've shown that politics doesn't have to be about fighting. It can be about sharing things that you care about.
While their policies are closely aligned, there are a few areas of difference, the starkest one being the public financing of elections, which Teachout has been promoting for years.
I've been fighting against super PACs since before they existed, actually. I was sort of raising the warning signal in 2009, 2008, and I'm proud that I was cited in dissent in Citizens United. I want to be in the majority next time. So that's important. But I think what we all know is that even if you get rid of super PACs, you still have a problem, because most Congress members spend most of their time fundraising. That's crazy. That means they're not coming together to work out, address tough problems, work out solutions, listen. They're becoming experts in rich people's lives instead of experts in, you know, how we can have solar panel manufacturing here.
As for the PFOA water contamination issue in Hoosick Falls and Rensselaer County, both Yandic and Teachout call for hearings.
I would call for federal hearings. I have called for federal hearings. I fully support Chris Gibson's call for federal hearings. People don't know what happened, when, who knew what. And that lack of knowledge, you got to start with knowledge. You got to start with just the basics before you get to blame, is understanding what is happening. It is a year where I think what we see happening in Hoosick, there's increased concern about our water and clean water, and I will be a champion for protecting our extraordinary water. And I think it's always important to get the facts out.
A top issue among all candidates is bringing jobs to the district. Teachout has a multi-tiered plan.
We've got to renegotiate our trade deals. I support an economy where we make things here, and that means renegotiating our relationship with China and renegotiating NAFTA, and renegotiating all our trade relationships. We're shipping way too many jobs overseas. That's a baseline fundamental commitment of mine, is protecting American-made, locally-made products. We need to invest in rural broadband. It's absolutely essential. And then taking care of our broader infrastructure problems are key. But one of the things that's really exciting to me is any representative of this area is a representative of both protecting water and developing our economy by investment in renewable energy. There's an experiment at Bard in microhydro, which is very exciting. The Catskills are sometimes called the land of little rivers. I'd love to see more experiments, which includes good jobs, in microhydro along with solar and geothermal, and really cherish our heritage as an extraordinary environmental region, not just with protection, but with developing the next stage of energy, and that's renewable energy. Obviously, tourism is extremely important. In different parts of the district, there are regional specialties and regional possibilities that are very exciting. I'm so excited about what's happening in Kingston now with the real vital and exciting growth of the tech industry and small startups. There's so many different hyper-local projects that are important to support. All of those require access to capital. And I have a long history of demanding that big banks lend. And in Congress, I will be a voice for that small business, that startup that needs access to capital